Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This Wednesday in Johnson County, the next session of the home-based microprocessor videotape workshops will be held during the day at the Extension office in Paintsville. UK Extension Associate in Food Safety, Debbie Cluche, on who will attend.
There are typically farmers or even home gardeners who grow a lot of produce and would like to find a way to add some value to their product for sale at farmers markets, so they can do that through canning vegetables, pickling, or making jams and jellies.
She says this area of ag development has been growing, and they've been trying to help.
A lot of times when people want to start selling their value-added products at farmers markets or from roadside stands, they start with jams and jellies, which are considered the lower-risk products, and they're allowed to be sold by home-based processors who register with the Food Safety Branch.
For some, it's just a matter of registration. For some others, depending on the challenge of their food processing, training is required.
Other people want to go into products that are considered a little bit higher risk, like pickled vegetables or pressure canned vegetables or salsas and tomato products. Since those products are higher risk, that requires the home-based microprocessor workshop, where people attend and learn some additional food safety techniques.
We'll have some additional future workshop dates in a minute. We'll be right back.
Do you know that you have a neighbor making big contributions to the Kentucky economy and your family's dinner table? That's right. Our poultry and livestock farmers provide safe and healthy food choices for your family, as well as new jobs and $5.2 billion in revenue for the state. Our state's poultry, livestock, and other farmers work hard to preserve our land and natural resources, all while producing high-quality food.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
Kentucky House Bill 391 several years ago, says UK food safety specialist Debbie Cluche, set up the process for this training to expand value-added opportunities.
Since the workshop started in 2004, we've had over 739 producers attend.
After this Wednesday in Johnson County, three more training sessions are set for next week in Barron, Marshall, and Breathitt counties. Cluche says they offer a real opportunity.
The home-based processing and microprocessing program allows people to try out value-added products and whether they are enjoying that and whether it seems to be a worthwhile endeavor for their farm.
More sessions are planned for April in Rowan, Henry, Nelson, Allen, and Laurel counties. She says the training is in a videotape format, allowing for additional last-minute sessions if local interest warrants. Local extension offices can provide dates and details. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.